To me, they're making $1 billion a week. Billions. Billions. Giving the Aboriginal people crumbs. But they haven't got a plan in order to make them, live a better life as far as have their self-esteem right, have their education right, have their culture right.
Anthony Mundine is constantly reminded of his great achievements. Memorabilia and photos of his boxing career are scattered through his Sydney home. From the rugby league field to life in the ring, he is proud of his sporting triumphs. But he is not so proud of past and present governments, which he says continue to neglect their Aboriginal cause. Mundine says racism towards Aboriginal Australians remains a major issue.
You know, we're still down the bottom of the list on every sort of topic.
Earlier this year, he refused to stand while the national anthem was played prior to his last bout. He remains defiant that Advance Australia Fair is a theme song for the divisive White Australia policy.
It's really a supremacist song, a white supremacist song, that's what it is.
Now on the eve of his 42nd birthday, Mundine has never been shy of expressing an opinion. He concedes he knows very little about the historic 1967 referendum when Australians overwhelmingly voted to amend the constitution and grant more rights for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Fast forward 50 years, he is keen to make a stand for all Australians.
I'm trying to make a change for the better, for the black, for white, brown, brindle, doesn't matter what colour you are, you know what I mean? It's about justice, and it's about doing right.
Although Mundine is yet to decide which direction the next phase of his life will take, entering the world of politics is not out of the question.
Well, maybe. I mean, I could look at that later on. I do want to make a change, and if that's the way to make a change, then I wouldn't, maybe I might throw my hand up.